Oh, he's waiting on the line for us right now. So let's play a little bit of him entering the jungle.
Interesting when we walk in.
You look like a duck.
It was like the asylum, Fiat Income. Rhonda were dancing on the dance floor and Miguel was talking into his phone, which is a rock. You can't beat him. Join him.
Ah, pluck a duck himself, Billy Brownless.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Gorny. How are you?
Yeah, we're great, mate.
We're so sensational, but how are you upon exiting the jungle?
Well, I've had a steak, I've had chips, and I've had a couple of fruits and so I'm a lot better now. Thank you very much.
Good for you. How good is the first meal out of that hellhole?
Oh, as you know, Ash, you're in there and you can't wait to get out because people won't understand, and obviously you will, but just the lying around and the boredom all day, if you don't do a challenge, you know, it gets tiring, and then you get out of bed, you go and sit next to the log chairs there, and it's 30 degrees, and you're sitting around a fire thinking, what am I doing this for? So you go back and have a rest. So it was just all that. It was unbelievable.
Were you impressed by the celebrities when you went in there, Billy, or do you know who's in there when you go in there?
No, honestly, I only knew Daisy. I met him, Dale Thomas, of course. And then when I got in there, I knew a couple. I knew Red Hot Rhonda, of course. I wasn't sure about the celebrity chef. I didn't know if it was Manu or Miguel or whatever. And to be honest, still don't.
What do you reckon about Miguel?
I think he might win, to be honest.
Oh, mate, he's a star. He's a bloody star, and thank God we had him there because he's cooking. It's great to see people at their best, and I was lucky enough to see him at his best every night, as you know, trying to make something out of nothing, and he did that so well every night. And it was just, he could do a television series of just him cooking every night with his big fry pan. You know, it was unbelievable. And you had Red Hot Rhonda tap dancing and performing was unbelievable. And then Cousin Tino, or Coz, who came in, and some of his magic tricks you see around, and I still can't work them out. So that kept you entertained for a while.
I tell you what, you've got now that you've left, you had a really great cast of celebs in there this year. Yeah. I would say that without doubt, everybody has something that they bring to the table that's entertaining. I mean, On my series, it was boring as hell. I had Dane Swan, and he doesn't do much.
He doesn't talk.
Chris Smith, you know, there was no mirror for him to look at himself in, and Steve Price, the whinger.
Pretty boring. Mate, we had Ryan and Charlotte, let me tell you. There's a bit going on there, and you know how small those beds are. Just have two in the bed for the night. I just can't believe how they do it. So that was happening, and we were watching that from very close range. Let me tell you.
That's awkward.
Yeah, right, Bill, just peering from your other bed there.
I reckon that's doomed, don't you?
Well, poor old Rhino, he's going to fall in love again if you ask. But he genuinely likes her. And let me tell you, the last couple of days, I could see Charlotte coming around, and she was actually, they were talking about renting a joint up on the Gold Coast or something.
What?
And who knows? She needs to
be I'm telling you, no, you go absolutely schizo in there. You'll say just about anything to make yourself feel better.
Yeah. Well, that is true. There's no doubt about that. But and then Prez come in, or Paris Hilton, or whatever his name come in. Mate, that was another interesting thing, and we were a bit sceptical about him. We weren't sure about it was coming in, and because what he does, a star and all that, and being American too, they just don't get our sense of humour. So that's an interesting one. I don't know how he's going to go in there.
The odd one out there. Hey, Billy, we do have to let you go because we've got a time thing to stick by here. But before we do, I just wanted to ask you, did you think you'd open up so much in there, Billy? Or is it just out of boredom that you talk? Because we saw moments from you on TV where you really opened up big time about your personal life in there.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. You actually forget sometimes you're on camera and you've got a microphone on, and yeah, it's the times when I was, washing dishes with Rhonda, and she didn't know what had happened, with myself. So she's just asking, questions. I was just answering them. And you don't realise probably how open you get, and you just talk into the room. That's what I try to be. I was just myself and trying to be as honest as I could. And then you hear, when I get out, oh, that blew up and that blew up. And when you're just really being yourself in there,
So I would say... I would say thank you for that vulnerability, Billy, because I thought it was really lovely.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. Because you just try and be honest, And I know there's so many men that are playing the game. You know that because they are reality stars and they know how to do it. But, if you're just in there trying and being honest, I think you can go a long way.
Well, look, Billy, I thought you would have gone on and done a Fev and won the whole thing, but I'm sure you're happy to be out of there. So welcome back to reality, I guess, and all the best with it from here throughout this morning.
Good on you. Good on you, guys. I'll just have another frothy.
Thank you. Why not, mate? Crack one. Billy Rowless from I'm a Celeb.